HTXT AfriCast is sponsored by Neotel, South Africa's first converged communications network operator. Neotel, inspiring possibilities. Friday the 8th of August 2014 and time for another episode of the HTXT AfriCast. I'm Brett Haggard. Thanks for joining us. It being a Friday, we're going to speak about some fun stuff and some serious stuff, but mostly some fun stuff. Joining me again in the studio is Dion Duplessis, our gaming editor. For the first time since we started recording the HTXT AfriCast, Tiana Klein, our managing editor, the lady that sits at the back end and pretty much runs everything on our site from a workflow perspective, make sure that the quality levels are high, and someone that knows a fair amount about gaming too. How's it, T?
Hey, Brett.
So let's jump straight into it and let's talk about some of the more serious stuff before we get into the fun stuff. I think this is really, really cool. Samsung is running a very, very cool revision series or something like that for matric maths and science students, and it's going to be run in cinemas across South Africa, which I think is kind of exciting. It's not the first time they've done this. So they've got the Educate initiative launched back in 2011. It runs over 10 weeks, and the whole idea is to allow learners specifically in maths and science to get access to teachers and go through that whole revision phase. What I think is really, really cool is that it's going to be run in cinemas, which is very accessible, which is very, very cool. And they reckon that they've already done 156,000 learners in terms of, in the past couple of years, 156,000 learners have taken part in Educate since its launch. That's pretty exciting, right?
I think it's a fantastic initiative, because if it's one thing South Africa needs, it's more maths and science education.
Absolutely. It's something we've been lagging behind in for quite a while. And, of course, it's this is where your doctors are coming from. This is where your programmers are coming from. This is where your engineers are coming from. This is where your accountants are coming from. They need to know at least the maths element. Science is also a really, really big deal. So that's kind of exciting. 14 digitized cinemas across all 9 provinces. And there's information that you can find out, online about it. You can, I would say just Google for Samsung matric math revision and you'll find it. But there should be links from Samsung's website and a couple of other places. Really exciting. Something else that launched in the past day or two, the Eskom app, which I think has been long overdue. It's something we've been waiting for quite a while.
Well, I hope it, unlike them, actually works.
Well, you see, this is the thing. It's not going to be 100% accurate from the perspective that you don't have the ability to right now, apparently, accurately gauge your personal electricity consumption. That would be really cool if I had the ability to type in my meter number and immediately be able to monitor that from anywhere. But what you are able to do is kind of get a sense for what your average consumption would be. It's a little bit of a gamification layer where what you've got to do is you spec out what size fridge you've got, how many heaters you're running in your house, how many TVs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And what it'll do, it'll kind of give you a sense for what your own individual consumption is, which is cool. I mean, that's a good idea, right?
One of the things you also can't do at the moment is buy prepaid electricity from the app.
And that's kind of one of the reasons they were going to launch it in the first place, was to allow people to do that, right?
Yeah, but they have said that it is incoming.
Sure. But there's, it's important to note that there's a desktop component and a mobile component, correct? So there's a desktop app, and there's one for Android and iOS, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Available for free to customers. It's done okay over the first 24 hours. It had 1,000 downloads. So that's fair.
I'll be interested to see if it actually ends up being accurate or if it's just another half-assed app, but we'll see.
I think at the end of the day, it's great to see the government organizations getting together and putting out apps like their Find and Fix Pothole app. It's nice to see a way of for the consumer to interact.
Absolutely. I mean, look, from the looks of things, I haven't played with it myself, but Charlie played with it. He put a screenshot up here of what the desktop site looks like, and that looks pretty good. Really nicely designed. The UX looks looks decent. As I say, I haven't yet played with the iOS or the Android versions of it, but I think it's definitely a step in the right direction, Haiti. I think that that's, you know, we want to see useful stuff like this starting to be exposed.
Absolutely.
But what, again, would be more useful is I want to know what my consumption is. I want to be able to buy prepaid electricity. It's interesting. A lot of people have said that it doesn't make sense to have smartphone applications with the ability to buy prepaid electricity. But the interesting thing is that's a huge misconception in the market, that only people living in underprivileged or underserviced areas right now are using prepaid electricity. I know people in extremely affluent suburbs of Joburg that are using prepaid electricity, A, because it allows them to control it better, and B, because there's all of this, you know, this really bad, you know, these huge billing problems that are going on, you know, at City of Joburg and places like that. So that allows you to sort that out.
Well, I think a lot of new developments that are going up, they're having prepaid electricity meters put in, you know, at the beginning just to avoid these
expressly
kinds of things
for this reason. Yeah. Sure, indeed. Well, that's the last serious thing I want to speak about today. Let's speak about some fun stuff. But before we get into all of the fun stuff, I want to speak about our awesome sponsor, Neotel. Neotel is South Africa's first converged communications network operator. It provides a wide range of value-added voice, internet, and data services for enterprise, wholesale, and retail customers in Southern Africa. Powered by Neotel's high-performance fiber optic backbone, its next-generation network challenges the status quo, making communications simpler and inspiring you to the next level. For more information, call 0860-NEOTEL. That's 636-833. Or visit www.neotel.co.za. Neotel, inspiring possibilities. And we thank them so much for their support of the HTXT AfriCast. First story that I think is kind of exciting is you get the opportunity to play Battlefield 4 for free for a limited time. So, you know, take us through this. You know, limited time, not as in you have the next 2 weeks to play it. It'll be something that'll run in perpetuity, but you'll be limited in the amount of game time you can dedicate, right?
No. What happens with the EA's game time program is they give you some of their games to play, but they give you a limited number of hours to play them. Titanfall was the first game that came out under the game time program, and they gave you 48 hours of time to play Titanfall, where you could play it in 2-hour increments over 24 days, and that would be your 48 hours. I think these new ones, they've moved towards a different model where when they say they give you a week to play, it's a week whether you play or not. So if you click play for the first time, a timer starts counting down until the end of a week, and then that's it, your game time's over.
No, but what I'm saying is it's not like the next 3 weeks this offer is going to be available. They tend to make it available for a long period of time, or is it only for an introductory period?
No, it's probably going to be available for more than a month. I know Titanfall's been on game time for quite a while, so you're...
And it's still on game time, yes?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Do you think
Titanfall isn't on game time anymore. They swap games out.
Okay,
so they've swapped
out
Titanfall for Battlefield 4 and Kingdoms of Amalur.
Perhaps they're just trying to get some Battlefield into this year since we're not getting a new one.
I think that might be the case. They're probably also trying to boost a bit of lagging interest in the game because it's still quite buggy despite the fact that it's like over 6 months old.
So how many hours are we talking about?
It says 168.
168 hours. So what? How many days?
That's
full
a
week.
4 weeks, 7 days.
Okay, cool. So you could get a fair amount of game time in, and you know what? What I think is so smart about this is two things. First, the ability to try before you buy. That's obviously what they're trying to hinge on at the moment, which I think is a really cool feature. But at the same time, I take it once you've downloaded the game client for the first time, and your game time expires, you can then go and buy the game and you don't need to re-download the whole thing all over again?
Absolutely. It almost works like a demo, except that, you know, once you buy the thing, it's now yours, and your progress that you sort of worked up during the game time period, it carries over.
Very nice. Very, very nice. How big out of interest is Battlefield 4 to download, roughly? Take a guesstimate?
Guesstimate, I'd say 12 gigs and up.
Wow, okay.
It's not a small game.
Right, so most people are going to spend more time downloading it than what they're going to spend playing it.
They will, but
all likelihood.
The game time counter only kicks off once you click play, so it doesn't matter how long it takes.
But once you click play, you better play because,
you've only got a week, yeah.
Exactly.
But I mean, even with just a week, if you play for 6.5 hours, that's enough to finish the single player campaign. So it's a pretty good deal.
Oh, indeed. Very, very cool. Something I'm far more excited about. I hope this isn't just a rumor. Please let this not be a rumor. King's Quest Maker comeback teased. Sierra Games. Oh, you know what? You can hear the smile on my face, right? Sierra Games was one of the most amazing things that ever happened to this entire industry. It kicked off a genre. Them and LucasArts kicked off a genre of games that I look back on so fondly. The Questies. And where have all the Questies gone, people? They're just like no longer there. And now there's a rumor that Sierra is coming back.
It's better than that. It's not even a rumor. It was a teaser video went up a couple of days ago, actually, put out by Activision, the guys that own Sierra. And
yeah, so they bought the portfolio, right, when Sierra was folded. Yeah,
Sierra folded into various different companies, ended up in Activision's hands. And Activision has teased that they're going to be talking about something Sierra-related at the upcoming Gamescom conference happening in Germany.
I know the moment that Dion and I saw those little mountain squares coming onto screen, our hearts both fluttered a little bit.
It was amazing. You know what I did the other day was I actually went and bought the entire Space Quest collection, and I'm in the process of figuring out exactly how I get it working on my Mac, because it's a little bit of emulation foo that needs to go in order to get that working. But those are some of the best games I ever played. The Police Quest games were absolutely fantastic. King's Quest, not so much. I mean, I played them through, but they were... But Space Quest and Police Quest were for me the ultimates. They were really, really good. You had a bit of a love affair, secret love affair with Mr. Roger Wilco, the lead role in the Space Quest games,
what,
right?
What can I say? He taught me how to type.
Exactly. I mean, this is the other thing that people forget is you used to give him instructions with a keyboard. It was so cool.
And he could fit just about anything in his pants.
Yes, indeed. I still have no idea what unstable ordnance is, but I know that you needed it in order to get out of the junkyard, all right?
And wow. Don't have it in your pocket when you jumped into that little underground
absolutely,
thing in Space
because,
Quest 4.
Yeah. Even though he could fit it in his pocket, he went boom.
It worked too well with impact.
Absolutely. So, that'll be very exciting. So we don't know what it is yet, but there's something Sierra-esque coming out.
Thing is, I don't know what it is that I'm hoping for from the announcement. I mean, Activision's a big company. They've got things like Call of Duty under their belt. I don't know if they're going to want to resurrect Sierra's not-quite-Quest game type IPs.
Well, that's what they were renowned for. But again, you know, people forget that there was a bunch of other stuff Sierra did on the outside that...
Yeah, Sierra eventually became a publishing house. So instead of making games themselves, they sort of got third-party studios to develop games, which they then published, Half-Life being a very famous example from 1998. Developed by Valve Software, put out by Sierra, massive smash hit, but still not really a Sierra title. It's just one of the newer games in their newest stable, really.
I'd love to know whatever happened to Ken and Roberta Williams.
Ken's got a blog that he writes quite prolifically on. If you have any questions at all, you can actually go through it. I think it's at sierragamers.com.
Wow, okay. And Roberto?
There's quite a lot of forums where people can still stay in touch with them.
Yeah, people love getting together
to.
And reminiscing about Sierra, kind of like
wow,
us.
Amazing. Oh, I just remembered Gabriel Knight. Oh, the Gabriel Knight series, also fantastic.
I actually
Sierra
really
games.
Liked Laura Beau.
I never played those, hey?
She started with The Colonel's Bequest, right?
Yeah, a little bit of Nancy Drew going on there.
Yeah, indeed. Like a bit
Gothic.
Of a detective thing. Yeah, dark, dark. Amazing.
I love the fact that you could, like, if you made one wrong step, bang, you were dead.
Mm. It was a scary game to play.
So, when you're 11, yeah.
I suppose one of the things we have to keep in mind is, are we going to be disappointed with what they bring back?
This is what I wanted to ask, because, of
you know,
course, there was the Kickstarter. There was a Kickstarter a while back. The two guys from Andromeda launched their Kickstarter, right? So that's Mark right. Crowe and Scott Murphy, Space Venture, right? And that turned out, I don't know.
It's not out yet. They're still battling to develop it, from what I can understand.
Exactly, this is the thing.
Game, and it's still a long way from release, apparently.
And I also felt like with that Kickstarter, the more we read about it, the less excited we became.
Yeah, I don't know if I can quite relate to some fat old plumber called Ace. I don't know if I care.
He is not our Roger.
He's not Roger, so yeah.
Yes, indeed, Roger. Roger Wilco. I tell you what I did see, which I thought was kind of cool, is, you know, this is a place that Dion and I spend a fair amount of our Fridays on. It's a site called GOG, goodoldgames.com. Just because, you know, between that and the Steam sales that happened, there's stuff that, you know, I've bought games twice, I will confess. thank goodness for Steam, because Steam doesn't allow you to do that. But on GOG, I've actually bought games twice because the prices are that ridiculously good, and I find it difficult to kind of keep track of the games. But there's a whole bunch of really, really good specials on the Leisure Suit Larry series. In fact, it's only three of the Leisure Suit Larry games. So it's Leisure Suit Larry, Leisure Suit Larry Love for Sale, and Leisure Suit Larry magna cum laude, uncut and uncensored. See, I made it all polite there. You could get all three of those games for like $65, $66,
and which that, is money so well spent.
That's hours and hours. You'd spend way more time on that than what you would on a Battlefield 4 demo, I reckon.
I don't know. Gamers today, not so sure.
But either way, that's really, really good value.
Are there guns?
In my book.
There must be guns.
Well, hey, I'm going to leave it right there. Let's not. This is Leisure Suit Larry after all, so let's not get too involved with that. But keep an eye out, because so many of these old games are out there and they're being sold for next to nothing. Steam's also got all of the old LucasArts games, which was the other big franchise at the time, on sale.
I would like to personally
Indiana Jones and the Fates of Atlantis.
That was
the
a
Dig.
Fantastic game.
I mean, The Dig. These are all games that are sitting right now. Loom. These are games that are sitting inside my Steam directory right now. They're games that I bought a while back. I think there's actually a pack that you can buy off of Steam, which includes all of the old LucasArts classics. And it's, again, cheap. Day of the Tentacle, I don't know whether that's there. But let me tell you something. Day of the Tentacle was still fantastic. Absolutely good.
Day of the Tentacle is my favorite LucasArts game of all of them. It was utterly brilliant. Funny as anything.
And I think we all learned a little bit about American history.
Yes, indeed.
George Washington and his cherry tree.
Indeed, indeed. So, yeah, there you go. Fantastic, fantastic games. Fantastic news that Sierra titles might be coming back. I'm holding thumbs. Are you guys too?
Absolutely. And we've only got a week to wait to find out what the story is, because I think Gamescom kicks off on the 13th.
Yeah, okay. There's a lot of exciting things
Very
that are going to come out of Gamescom that we're going to be keeping our eye on.
Okay, fantastic. Well, there you go. You heard it here first. Guys, have a good weekend. Have a good gaming weekend, all right? I know that both of you will be spending a little bit of time gaming as avid gamers.
It's the best kind of weekend.
There you go. That's it for another episode of the HTXT Africast. Tiana, thank you for coming on the show and having a chat with us.
Thanks, Brett.
And Dee, have a good weekend. Try not to spend too much time in front of your console.
Ooh,
see?
Can't promise that.
Well, there you go. If this is your first time listening to the HTXT Africast, tune in again. You can find us at htxt.co.za/podcast. Take that and bang that into your podcatcher, and you'll hook straight into our feed, and you'll get it every single day. The other option is search for htxt.africast in iTunes, and there's a big subscribe button that you can use there. Alternatively, just come to the website and look for the latest episode of the podcast. We have 5 of them up right now.
And a fantastic prize.
Oh, yes, indeed. And if you do come to the htxt.co.za website, you get to enter our competition. We're giving away an 11,000 Rand tablet, the Sony Xperia Z2. Beautiful device. I use one of them myself, and it is really, really cool. But there you go. Have a good weekend. We'll catch you on Monday. Cheers. The HTXT Africast is sponsored by Neotel, South Africa's first converged communications network operator. Neotel, inspiring possibilities.
We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.